to Sleep Time's Over with Kavat the Catalyst and Zach Morse.
Aloha, this is Lacey Denise with Hawaii News Now Sunrise, and you're listening to Sleep Time's Over with Kavat the Catalyst and DJ Zach Morse. Mahalo for tuning in.
Yo, 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 this is Woz Martin, alias Old Timer, Light Sleepers, Metal Fortress, Soul Shifters Crew. I'm listening to Sleep Time's Over with Kavat the Catalyst, Zach Morse. Word up.
Hey, this is Rick Blangiotti, General Manager of Hawaii News Now. You know, guys who know sports, they listen to podcasts. But the guys who really know sports, they listen to Sleep Time's Over.
Sleep Time's Over, Kavat the Catalyst, DJ Zach Morse.
Yes.
Season 2. Season 8.
Wrong already.
Episode 2.
Yes. And this is the highlight of the show, which we're going to just say it in the title.
Coming up.
Senator Donna Mercado Kim.
Wow.
You pulled it off after all these years of speculation and rumor and hogwash by you.
Stuck to the gum under the table.
Well, it stuck to something, but which led to save the rhymes for when she arrives, bro. Okay, because Donna Mercado Kim, Senator Kalihi's own.
Kalihi's own?
Kalihi's own, the queen of Kalihi, quite possibly, is going to be here. Don't get choked up yet.
No choked up. You need to be ready.
This is a big get. She is running for Congress.
No, she's huge, bro.
Okay, she's running for Congress, like Hanabusa's position.
Yep.
Kalihi Hanabusa.
Yep.
Right?
Shout out.
Who took that position from Mark Takai.
Right.
Rest in peace.
Rest in peace.
That was crazy.
Yeah.
So that's a big time. Sorry,
bro. She gets into Congress. We just had a Congresswoman.
Exactly. And then we get the drop. Yeah, this is Congresswoman.
Oh, bro.
Mercado Kim.
And then all the hate can come.
Yeah.
Half the island will be at the front door with pitchforks, upside down cross, listening to Slayer.
Good luck, bro. Libertarians will be
riding rat bones.
Yep. Everybody, don't forget, Hare Krishna's is down the street from you.
Oh, they can call
me,
bro.
They're coming right now.
They heard it. They can call me right now. They're what?
Torches.
Everybody come.
Wheels of fire.
Wheels of fire. Oh,
Jason and Jesse gonna come.
Can come and be like, hey, what's up, boys? Be like, what's up? Shoots and
you got
slap
sunglasses?
It.
Yeah. So that's our opening. For all the
Episode
new listeners,
two, political view.
The political view. Donna Mercado Kim.
Yeah.
Senator coming in.
Can't wait. Anyway.
Well, let's go with a quick recap here because that is the main event.
Yeah.
So, what did you do?
Mother's Day.
That's correct.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mother's Day happened.
And what happened?
Well, you know, I mean, we had a chill Mother's Day.
All right.
Chill Mother's Day.
Right.
So what do we do?
Well, shout out to the wife. She's recovering.
Okay, she's good. She's good.
She is recovering.
All that. No, she's good. She had a little removal surgery of some things.
Well, as long as she's
on her
all
neck,
right.
But she's fine. Yes, thank you. Thank you, God, Jesus, and everybody that pray.
Yes.
You know, I know you're on your hands and knees every night.
Well, I cry hourly. So, I mean, I just pick a topic.
Hey, you recover really good.
Yeah, well, you know, it's my age.
Anyway.
What did you do?
So we just went to the beach, bro.
Okay.
Went to the beach. We cruised beach barbecue.
Okay.
Yeah. So the steak.
So you hibachi?
Oysters, and all the good stuff. Yeah. Hibachi, bro.
Charcoal.
Did that whole thing.
Got it.
Which is funny because I love doing that. It just takes so long.
Right.
To do it the old-fashioned way with the paper.
Yeah.
The charcoal, you light them.
Right.
You flip the coals over, you know, like.
Right.
But how many, I always hate saying millennials, but I guess so. Because that's the generation, right? You can actually start a fire, like, start a hibachi
fire. Start a fire?
Yeah. I mean, you can all start fires. But, I mean, lit, they get lit.
Hold on. If they can actually get lit?
Yeah, actually light.
I don't know.
Actually light.
They can actually light.
Oh, boy, you can light.
Well,
how many of these guys could actually start a barbecue? I guarantee Westside millennials can.
Okay, so you're talking about not using matches.
You got these matches.
But I'm talking about like the Indians kind. Like you get the stick and the stone and you do the kind.
I can do that, bro. Come
Sorry,
on.
Yeah, Boy Scouts.
No, I mean, okay, like I'm saying.
What are you talking about?
I'm saying charcoal, paper, hibachi, match. No lighter fluid.
Oh, no lighter fluid.
Because you got to fan that bad boy, bro.
Right. You have to fan it. Yes, correct. Yeah.
So you got to get into your Filipino squat or your Japanese knee thing.
That is correct. Yes,
we did that. It was good fun, man. Went to the sunset. Kids playing in the water. I love the beach.
Okay,
I love camping. So you know, got to do that. We never have a basketball game. If anybody cares out there, you know. Besides that, had a little like ear trouble.
Yeah. I know. That's why it explains
what?
A lot. Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
What?
You see?
What? No.
I know I'm not the only one out there that can sympathize with this. And really, doesn't that sum up this guy right here a lot?
Hey, you can't hear. I don't even drink beer.
And you're not even a queer.
No.
There you go.
Far from it, yeah.
All right, that's the first thing.
But anyway, you all jam off. Come to find out, I create excessive earwax.
Why? Is that in your genes?
No, I don't know. When the older I got, it was like 4 years ago I figured it out. One day I was just like, man, my ears were kind of plugged. Like, I don't know what it is, you know? And then I said, ah, you know, go check that out. ENT, ear, nose, and throat doctor. Go over there. He's like, oh, yeah, you got earwax. A lot of earwax in your ear kind of compounded in there. So, dude, have you ever got your earwax taken out of your ear?
I use the Q-tips of a Tribe Called Quest. That's all I do.
That's the thing is you're not supposed to use Q-tips.
That's what I always hear. You're not supposed to do that.
Because then,
punctures.
Punctures and it lodges the wax in there.
Right.
So for me, I don't use it at all. I just wait. And then you have to go in there. Bro, when he pulls out, it's almost like you put your hand over your ear and then you let go.
And then
that's what it feels like.
Pop. Wow.
Just that opening.
And this apparently is hard to get into because you had this.
Well, I have an ENT that once you, because everybody needs a referral from their physician.
Got it.
So I went to yesterday. Everything was closed.
Got it.
I'm trying, bro. You know what I mean? Right. It felt like I was talking with like cotton balls in my ears.
Well, that explains a lot.
Yeah.
Why so you are who you are.
Did that feel way better now? I can hear you now.
Finally.
Microphone check 1, 2. What is this?
Mic checker. Exactly. Yeah.
So then, besides that, I mean, I'm excited for this next episode coming up.
That's nice. Great.
I'm just keeping it clean, guys.
That's delightful.
Things nobody care about.
Wonderful. Well,
I mean, I don't have any teams in this. You know, you can talk. You're going to speak on that. LeBron is lose money.
I don't know about him. It's just
my bad. Not him.
Turning into him. And all right, you want to get into this right now? All right.
Okay. So what you got, man?
Okay. Let me just say this. Let me just make a statement once again.
Make it, bro. The statements.
Bottom line is this. Of course, we know that Houston, and mine, Houston Rockets of July, played on Monday night, Monday afternoon in July time. I'm there. I watch at home. I don't go out public to watch these games. I had many inquiries to ask me, where are you watching the game, bro? Right. I said, nowhere. Right. Because I don't want to be around all these people in the bar who think they know something. It's all these guys that hang out, and they all think they know about something, but they don't know jack. Yeah. So I don't want to deal with that because then I might have to troll.
Oh, bro.
But I'm not going to troll because
you like troll.
I don't get like that. I am a nice
shirt.
I'm just going to make the shirt and make them, but you make the ball. We don't have the video, but you get the bottom of your shirt and you roll it up.
Dance.
Like that's supposed to do something.
Why? You like dance.
Like make a glove.
Yeah.
But it's stuck to your shirt, so you can't really make a glove.
Right.
So I'm not doing any of that. I'm going to stay home, watch the game, and everything was tightly wound. My stress levels were high.
You are the most stressful
heart attack,
fan ever.
Coronary, bipolarism, whatever you want to call it.
All came back.
Everything's back one time.
It's
check them all off the list.
Back to
so
me.
I go in there, watch this game. Halftime, tie. Stress out.
I'm stressing, bro. That's why I'm surprised you have hair.
I try to stay fit.
Yeah.
So then the third quarter comes, everything all jam up. The Warriors, all these people from the Bay Area, they all chiming in, messaging me, telling me, shut up. I telling you, shut up. Everybody telling each other, shut up.
Wow, it's a quiet conversation.
And then I'm missing the game as well as I'm doing these textings. And then Houston, fourth quarter, is the same damn thing. Harden holds the ball up the top of the key. He does that damn ISO ball. Holds it, waits, he stares at somebody, they're staring at him, and then he takes the shot from top of the key, or he drives, and then he magically tries to no-look pass to somebody in the corner. Rubbish. No ball movement, that's it. They play today, we tape Wednesday. I don't know, I'm very upset, very stressed out, and pissed off.
And this is a must-win.
It's gotta be.
I mean,
it's gotta be
a must win, but this one is a little bit more.
This one's got, I mean, last night should have been a more must win, because they should have established the tone of this game, but the Warriors are just—they're too strong. I mean, look at how they're built.
Yeah,
they're built like the
Curry
Rockets.
Curry didn't even have a good game.
He Curry was awful.
Yeah,
he was pretty much borderline awful. Durant is dominant.
Curry just weird, man. He's even the championship runs, he wasn't super excellent.
Well, he's not a multifaceted guy. He's a great shooter.
Yeah,
he horrible defender. Decent passer.
Yeah.
You don't have he does he's not a very good driving to the to the rim kind of a guy. Durant though is what makes up for him.
Yeah,
Durant, you can't defend him. They put everybody on him.
They
better put Capella on him today. That's the only guy that got left.
Wow.
They put Nene on him. Nene didn't play the first half. They put Nene in the second half. Hey, by the way, you ready or what? Okay. They put Nene in. Nene got to jump in the second half fresh. Got to go jump in, guard Durant. You waste time.
Waste time.
So, stress out. I'm going to leave it at that.
Okay.
I'm going to leave it at that. That was Monday.
Yeah.
All right. That was the day after. Mother's Day, we just go. We do family things.
You go to the east side? This is the east side people?
I go to the west side.
West side.
I go to the central. Oh. I go to the poly side.
Oh, poly side.
Okay, we established poly side. Beautiful. Nouveau Reese. Kaneohe.
Hey.
You know, a lot of rain, a lot of grass there.
Yeah, a lot of grass, rain.
Windward Mall. Plenty of people smoking cigarettes.
Everybody smoking. Yeah.
I did not. Oh, but went there Sunday, Mother's Day. Yeah. Before that, what else happened? What else are we going on? Anything on the other days? Oh,
place for eat.
Places for eat. Yes, smoke. It's good. Yeah. Smoke. Make shishi. Do it all. Went back to Izakaya Uosan.
Oh, yeah. I see.
Nobu-san is there.
No, all the sans. Good guy. Was part of your like extended birthday thing? No?
Yes. Yeah. So on Thursday, I went to Senya.
Hey, thank you.
Went there to, exactly, Gesundheit. And I went there downtown. That's a 5-mic restaurant. I just want to say right now for the record. It's next door to Pig and the Lady. Okay, you need to take...
Anniversary, that's a good anniversary one, I think.
You're damn right.
Now that, you know, Chelsea's all healthy again.
Chelsea better be ready. Get ready. Chelsea, 5 mic.
When they just take my wallet out when I can walk in. Is that bad?
Throw them up in the air.
And then be like, hey, take them.
Just say, take what you like.
Take what you like. That's what it is?
Fill it out. Fill the form out. Fill the deposit slip. Take whatever you like. Senya, you got to go there.
How much am I spending in Senya?
For two people?
Yeah.
And you guys don't drink, yeah? So.
No, I mean, she'll have a drink.
Okay. You guys going to come out $150.
Ah, that's not bad, then.
Every dinner is $100 in Hawaii. So that's good. It's fine.
Okay, that's not bad, bro.
Dinner for $200. That's so good. 5 mics. It's the best beef short rib. Get the short rib. The Wagyu short rib is a 10 mics.
How's the atmosphere?
It's
whoa,
pretty.
10 mics.
10 what mics, a, yeah. It's yeah. It's casual. It's
okay.
Atmosphere, not so much. I mean, you get the open kitchen, you get to see that and all, but
I mean, it's
it's so, I tell you what, for real, okay?
Okay,
we gotta get them as our next sponsor already because we're kissing their ass. So,
loving them.
That was Thursday, also on Friday. Nobu-san is there, it's another place you should go. He's a good guy. He got me some kind of a weird thing for birthday, like some cartilage fish thing. Oh. That was actually good.
He actually got you a birthday present,
yeah?
Oh, cartilage.
You got me cartilage.
So you replace them with my Achilles and throw them inside there.
Well, you are rehabbing.
Yeah.
Right.
I power rehab already.
Oh,
bro.
Congrats.
You listen to the podcast.
Who does, really?
I skateboarding already, bro.
Yeah,
Ollie 540 MIG twist. Double sex change vario jelly mumbles.
Don't talk that derogatory. We got a politician on later.
Oh.
But.
Sorry.
That's pretty much it.
Yeah.
I mean, is that
there
Thursday?
Go,
we have Friday. We have Saturday. Saturday did nothing.
Right.
Monday, we're here on Wednesday.
Monday, happy days.
And then, well, didn't you DJ something on Friday?
Oh, yeah, I DJed the architecture ceremony for their graduates.
All right, so what do you do there?
All I do over there is set up the speaker control on the laptop, brah. Press play, brah. That's it.
What other songs did you play? What's the
play
music?
All the Hawaiian music, brah.
Everybody
else surf. The funk, brah, the 70s, 60s funk.
You know
what's great about technology? All the BPMs is there. You press one button and it lines all the BPMs up.
Correct.
So I literally just go song after song. But if I want to hear it. And I play all the stuff. And one thing I like about it, all the 70s stuff. I love that stuff.
Okay.
So playing on old people singing because it's more of an eating dinner thing.
Correct.
I go over there and I get my Square card reader.
Correct.
Charge them.
Correct. Charge them.
And I don't have to wait 4, 5, 6 months for my check.
Welcome to 2018. Thanks.
Hey, but this is UH I'm talking about. That's why.
All right.
So before it'd be like, okay, thank you. And I walk away.
All right.
Then I wait, call them up. 1 month later, hey, you didn't send a check. Oh, let me check with the fiscal. And okay, oh, sorry, they just sent it. And, 3 months and then it comes in. You're like, oh, actually, and then you DJ the next one already.
Mm. Well, now they swear it's easy.
Yeah, very it's great because it was the P card, bro. It's foot fat fit.
Good.
That's the only gig I DJ throughout the whole year.
Well, congratulations.
Slide in, slide out, bro.
Exactly.
Eat in, eat out. They always have food, Indian food. I'm not really up on Indian food.
They have Indian food, but then you're playing
like
local music.
Curry.
Right, curry. What? Samosas?
Like kebabs with the,
kebabs.
Like, the curry. I'm not really because coconut milk makes me feel weird. You know?
Oh,
remember, I'm kind of allergic. So
you get the kind. Okay.
Coconut. Get the kind.
You get the pudding.
Yeah.
Great.
So I mean,
so you, okay, well, that's good.
They used to have Gordon Biersch catering. That's when it was like, oh man, like it's like heavy.
Isn't that just burgers?
Yeah, it's good though.
Oh,
but then they got Indian food, which is cool. But yeah, like I said,
okay,
the curries I'm not too fond of. Stomach rice. But great gig, bro. But if you want to hire either one of us, For your event.
For your bar mitzvah wedding.
What if someone hires us for their wedding, bro, to host it?
To host it? Well,
I mean, to MC it. Like,
to MC it?
I've MC'd many weddings, dude.
It's crazy. I would like to do one. I've never done one.
Yeah, I did a bunch.
Dude. Okay. I mean, I've DJ'd a wedding. I've never MC'd
it. I've MC'd a wedding.
Okay, right.
And the most gut wrenching thing is getting last names wrong.
Oh, yeah.
I can flow. I can tell jokes. You know, I do
well,
all that
indeed,
stuff.
You do. I tell you.
But, yeah, it's my life's a joke. So then.
That's horrible.
No, just.
My goodness.
Just making you laugh. So, but just the last names, bro. I last screwed name up last good. Names.
Yes.
But just reflect it back to me being a joke. And then.
Well, you know what? It's Hawaiians, that's why. So you probably have plenty, like 10 syllable names.
No, this is like a Japanese, oh, like, Japanese wedding.
That's 50 syllable names.
And then so. I had like one where the guy was getting married. The brother looked just like him.
Great.
And like they had close names, and I keep getting it wrong.
Oh, so you kept screwing them up. Oh.
But I flipped it to be like, I'd make it like I was doing it purposely after a while.
All right.
So they're like, oh, this guy is pretty funny.
Oh, well, what?
He keeps calling him Jason when he's Jay.
What wit. Yeah. That you bring. See, that's just a sample.
So Sleep Time's over. Yes, we are available to DJ. Yes.
Well,
to
there you have
parties.
It.
To the price will be high.
Oh, I don't even know where to begin on that negotiation.
I've said I don't do this, but every now and then I get somebody asking me, will you DJ this? And yeah. I'm like, no, I don't do it.
Right.
They're like, well, we want you to DJ. I was like, I don't do it.
Mm.
And they're like, oh, can you please? We really want that kind of style. I'm like, okay, this is my price. So I do a dumb price. Like, I'm talking like thousands.
There we go. Good.
And then they say yes. And then I'm like, oh, great.
Great.
And I got to go find the system. And I got to find all the
get the music. Money and run, bro.
And then it's like, even though I get that money, which is awesome, it's like, it's kind of like a lot of work to do.
You got to work. See, you know, you need to work, bro. Okay. Never mind being Hawaiian. You work. This is what, that's what built this state. Work, bruh. The money's thrown at you. You accept the money. You accept the deal. You
grab the money, bro.
Exactly.
Kiss
come on.
The money.
Forget it. Listen to you. Okay, so speaking of DJing, yes, this Saturday.
Oh, already?
I have this Saturday is Encore. I have it was a private event.
Oh, yeah, you I'm DJing
at Encore. And then I'm doing that, whatever noise you made. And then May 25th, we're doing it again, son.
Did you post? Did Nobu. You send the invites to that for that one?
I'm sending it to the right clientele.
Yeah, once again.
It's like Illuminati. It's really
nice.
Are you gonna come to this? You said you was gonna go.
Well, maybe I can.
See,
I
you
check,
are
check,
so
I check, I
full
check.
Of it. You said, oh, I'll go bring the wife and you can eat over there.
I'll check, bro. I'll make sure, bro.
May 25th.
My ears is okay and all that stuff.
May 25th, I humbly invite the people of the world.
Oh, wow. Who should invite the
Who else are we inviting to
Senator.
This? I think she's already going to be going there anyway.
Oh, she's
probably going over there to eat anyway.
Oh,
hey, so she's probably going to be there. You're going to be there. You bring the wife. You sit down. Everybody sit down. Shut up. Listen.
You sit down. Shut up.
Keep your eyes open. Ears open. Mouth shut.
Come early or not. Poo-poo's cheap.
Yeah.
Then stay over there.
Yes, right. It's a nice little shindig. Yeah. So there we go. There's those events. We have the contest before we go to break.
Oh, yes. I got to promote that, too.
The contest, sir.
Yeah.
You got to you write a review.
Yes. On iTunes.
On iTunes.
Yes.
Subscribe to YouTube. And then get your votes in.
Yeah.
Or you can get triple votes.
Oh, triple vote.
If you take a picture of yourself eating at Square Barrels.
Wow.
Triple votes. So if you get all the votes, 5 votes.
Wow.
Right. 5 votes in there. And then the winner gets the grab bag of things.
Yeah. And you get to eat lunch.
And we
one
person grand prize. You get the bag, and then we take you lunch.
Take you lunch, bro. Your choice.
Your choice, wherever you like.
Kenmoku Seafood, Richie's.
Or what else?
Or Bob's.
Bob's?
Don't pick Bob's, because it's more expensive.
Or you know what? Even Earl Kaimaki.
Oh, yeah, Earl Kaimaki.
Earl Kaimaki. Even Square Barrels.
Yeah.
Not Nobu. Sorry, bro.
Yeah,
sorry.
Yeah.
Forget it. Forget it. Just to clarify.
We love you guys, but no.
Forget
but
it.
We get plenty of gift cards for those places as well.
Oh, yeah, great. So that's the you gotta promote that, bro.
Yeah, I gotta
you
promote
gotta go
it,
on
bro.
That IG, bro.
Don't
you,
be mad, bro.
I don't know. I'm already sad. And then, well, let's take a break. Let's well shout out to all of these guys. Shout out to Square Barrels.
Yep.
They have a new whiskey dinner. They have a wine dinner coming up. I think this.
You're a whiskey guy, right?
I am a whiskey guy. Yes, that is correct. But Square Barrels, shout out to them for all.
Is a Sky Cam, our reporter on the streets, going to be there?
He is out of town right now.
Ooh.
He is researching more wine.
Hey, more wine, bro.
In California.
Wine, women, and song.
You got it.
Wine, song.
That sounds like a Chinese guy.
Wine song.
But wine song. The Orange Swift Wine Dinner.
Oh.
And this, let's pull this up before we go here. This is Wednesday, May 23rd, 7 p.m. start. This is 90 per person. But as you can see, the cover there, we got
there you go, brah.
We got the lady coming out of the lowrider, brah.
Yep.
And then the info is, life is built on breakdancing and beers, brah. But on May 23rd, we're drinking wine.
Oh.
There you go. So this is a wine pairing dinner. So you got, it's a mishmash of, you got braised beef, short rib, chocolate hazelnut torte.
Oh, torte.
Yeah. I can see you eating a torte.
Oh, yeah.
Thai lettuce, beef lettuce cubs. I mean, all of these dinners, they all do well. So you guys, Swear Barrels.
Port.
Go to these dinners. Check these out. Everything has a theme, too. So that is on May 23rd.
Square Barrels.
May 23rd. That is next week, Wednesday.
In the greater downtown.
Greater downtown. Wagyu Burger is still there.
Yeah.
Rokkaimaki.
Rokkaimaki. Always coming through. Always. Don't forget, their award locations coming up.
Yes.
As well as Honolulu Club. After you finish eating all that, you go work out a little bit.
Work out over there.
Go upstairs to the 7th floor.
And then drink again.
Drink again. Eat some salad.
Yes. 7th floor, Honolulu.
Yeah.
If you ask us where that is, punch you out.
Yeah. Zach Morris gonna scrap.
I'm gonna have to troll.
Yeah,
I won't. I've never been in a fight. Tell on the rail right now.
Well, we talked about that, didn't we? Right? Remember I talked about a fight with someone in elementary.
Yeah, you did. But I've never been into a physical fight.
Well, as a like a grown ass man, I've never been in a real fight. Yeah.
Well, no guy over the age of 15 should be fighting.
I wanted to punch somebody out. Like,
no one should be fighting anybody. Bottom line.
Yeah.
As much as I yell, as much as you yell,
to be the kind.
We should discuss.
Finger fight.
We're going to finger? What?
Finger fight. What's that called?
You saved yourself from that one.
Thumb fighting.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
Thumb wrestling.
Got it.
Oh, boy.
Forget it.
Stressing it.
All right. Yeah, I know.
Anyway.
Get ready.
Now get ready.
Main event.
The main event's coming.
Donna Mercado Kim is here.
The senator.
Yes.
Soon to be congresswoman.
I think she's got it.
I think she got it, bro.
Yeah.
She's pretty sharp. Hey, maybe after this one, we can invite another one.
Quite possibly. Well, you know, some of them, one brother, he can't even, you know, checks and balances his accounts.
I'm gonna go look who else we got. Reach out.
Well, there's a lot of them. There's 7
right,
total.
Yeah.
But then you got the
She's
one.
She's probably the more prominent one, though. I mean, I'm pretty stoked that we're going to get her for the show.
She's got the most experience. She's the most prominent one. You've got a lot of them. You got the Fukumoto in there. You got Kanyal Ng. Oof. You better get a better accountant, bro.
Ah.
That's all I got to say about that guy. There's others, too, but I know those. There's a Chan. No, not Chan.
Chan?
He's a Chinese guy. All roads lead to
Wine
some Chinese
song?
Guy. Maybe he might be there. But the one that matters, Donna Mercado Kim, she's here.
The one that matters to us because she takes the time and not waste time.
Exactly.
Sleep time's over. Season 8, episode 2.
The View with Donna Mercado Kim?
Yeah.
We going with that?
Yeah, let's do it, brah.
The View.
Big up Frank Foster.
Yes.
Sleep time's over. We'll be right back.
Sleep time's over. Shirts is now back in stock. Go cop yours now at 2009 South King Street, which you should already know is a light sleeper shop. Or go online, 24 hours, open 24 hours, like 7-Eleven on Kamoku. Is there 7-Eleven on Kamoku? Anyway, shop.lightsleepers.net. Sleep time's over tees and comes with a free sticker. Sleep time's over.
Sleep Time's Over is back with another banger.
Sleep Time's Over, Captain the Catalyst, DJ Zach Morris. Season 8, Episode 2.
Yes.
Special episode.
And we're just going to go right off the bat. The name of this is our special guest. Who'd have thought? We have Senator.
Yeah.
Donna Mercado Kim is here joining us.
Hey, happy to be here in Macaulay.
Oh,
we're used to be next to Macaulay Chop Suey.
Yeah, did you?
Yes.
Absolutely. Love the food there.
You did it.
Of course.
And then across the street used to be Love's Bakery.
Yep.
Was Love's Bakery where? At the bank?
Where Pine and Jigger was.
Where Pine and Jigger was.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
Well, and down the road is the old stadium.
Yep.
Remember that?
Yes.
I don't know. You guys might be too young for that.
No, we're old. Don't worry.
I'm stories.
Well, thank you very much for being here.
Yes,
I tell you
thank
what,
you very much.
This is going to be good times. Good times to be had.
Well, I'm happy to be here. It looks like a fun podcast. So let's have fun.
You've done a few podcasts before, though, right?
I've done radio. I've DJed, actually, way back when. KIKI. I used to DJ Sundays, Oldies But Goodies. And then I used to do the calendar, community calendar for Kumu Radio.
Okay.
And then I did a bit with Fred Hemmings. We did Equal Time.
Wow.
You know, Democrat, Republican, male, female.
He said, she said.
Right. And it was a morning show that we did in the mornings, 5 days a week. And it was interesting having to wake up early because I am not a morning person.
Who is really?
So that was before your career, political career, or is that during?
Actually, it was during. Okay. During, yes. And I knew Jeff Coelho, who was the station manager and the radio manager for these radio stations.
Got Lisa coming in, the assistant to the stars. So yeah. Everybody here has a title. So
okay.
All our guests is something to the stars.
To the stars.
So you're okay. Our senator to the stars.
Okay.
Okay, we have a friend that's a graphic designer. We just call him the graphic designer to the stars.
But being
very creative, you know, very creative.
Is it?
Yeah.
Being is a very special guest, though.
Yeah.
We could say, and I just popped into my head.
Okay,
now,
okay.
These things, they just come to me. The queen of Khalid.
Oh my God! I don't know about
that.
Would that be?
Was that too much? We use royalty, you know, with all.
Well, I've been referred to the Titta from Khalid.
Oh, well, yeah. There's that, but there's certain other filing.
Valley girl.
Valley girl.
You know,
right.
Khalid Valley.
You what know. Part of Khalid did you grow up?
I grew up in Khalid Palama, and I lived about a block and a half away from Palama Settlement,
okay.
And
mm-hmm.
I practically lived at Palama Settlement.
Wow.
I learned to swim there.
Yeah.
I learned to shoot pool, chess. Learned to play chess, cooking classes, hula classes.
So they knocked down that old the building, right?
They're, well, they knocked down the dentist part.
Oh,
I
the
don't remember.
Part.
I used to go there 10 cents or 20 cents where they would drill your teeth all the way to your gums.
Wow, that sounds delightful.
It was awful. But Palama was wonderful. If not for Palama, I don't know where I'd be.
So what are they doing in the old dentist area now?
I think they're going to build a, I don't know.
There used to be pro wrestling there. Did you do you remember that they used to have back in the early late 80s, Palama Settlement would have.
Really?
So maybe that had coincided with the drilling of the dentist. I don't know.
No, I don't think so.
There's a pro wrestler called the dentist.
But across the street used to be a park, and they called it Bebe Park. Not Baby Park, but Bebe Park.
Where the gas station is.
Well, right next to the gas station where those apartments are.
Yeah,
there was a park right over there. Yeah, see, you guys weren't born yet.
Wow. Okay.
I'm dating myself. But yeah, I grew up there, and then we moved in high school years. We moved to Camforth Road.
Oh,
so I lived by Rose Street next to the Cosimeros, you know.
Right.
Mufi Hanneman was my neighbor, and
So maybe you and Mufi can do radio, because he's doing radio.
He does radio as well.
He has oldies show. Does he still have that on the air? Like Saturday mornings, he's playing like...
From 12 to 1 or something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So,
is that like your future plans later on while you know, after you finish your political career, jump back on the radio?
I don't know. It just happened and I enjoy doing it. And so, hey, you know, whatever comes.
Nice.
Right. And how has everything been as you're going to this next step here?
Yes. It's been a very hectic, very busy. We just ended the legislative session about a week, 2 weeks ago. And I've been campaigning vigorously 24/7. You can ask Lisa. She'll tell you that.
Right. Yeah. That's a great segue to ask you as far as campaigning goes and with Hawaii voter turnout the way it's been. And how it's been like always been documented as being very low. What in 2018 is the strategies to reach out, especially like people under the age of 40?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Those the younger people stereotypically they don't vote. We don't know what they do. What's the strategy there going?
Well, you know, it's sad that people don't exercise their right to vote because there are countries and people in different countries that are fighting for that right to vote.
Right.
So we've tried several things. I've introduced several years vote by mail. Instead of having to go on a particular day to the voting booths that you can send in your mail by ballot. And we've done that for neighborhood board member elections. We've done that for special elections, and it's worked. And we have found that 60% of the people that voted in the last election voted by mail, absentee ballots.
Right.
You can also walk into City Hall 10 days before, and you can vote. And that's kind of when I usually vote. Because on that day of the election, it's usually crazy.
And I know you could do 10 days before. Oh, City Hall.
City Hall, they open it up 10 days before the election.
You
or
could do that with different satellites.
I believe there is one other area. I can't recall, but I thought there's another satellite area that you can walk in and vote as well. The voter turnout, we had the worst in the nation election in 2016. 34.8% turnout. And that was the lowest in the nation.
Throughout the state. For the record, I voted. Cabot, you voted.
I voted.
Of course, I voted.
100%.
We are 100%.
And I actually went down to Honolulu Hale.
Yeah, it's pretty easy, right?
It's pretty easy. Yeah. The process is pretty easy.
Yeah. Okay, the question is, did you take a written ballot or did you do an electronic ballot?
Well, I'm trying to keep young. Electronic. You're sticking electronic. I'm not.
Well, I took a paper. You know, I'm still old fashioned, and I'm worried about the, you know, electronics. Maybe maybe my button might not work, or it might hit the wrong one. Right.
So is that the reason why the holdup of not doing online voting is the case? The people just haven't figured that out yet.
Well, you know, some jurisdictions on the mainland have done it, and the fact is they're concerned about the security and whether or not this information will get out, if somebody can hack it. But you know, right now all of the results I believe is transferred electronically, you know, from the neighbor islands and stuff. So we do a lot of stuff electronically already. So and there are ways to secure it. But I would think that's going to come. That has to be, except Hawaii's, we're behind in the sense that we haven't even done vote by mail. And every year that I've introduced the bill, every year it's gone all the way to conference. Nobody votes no on the measure, and yet it dies in conference. It dies in conference. This year, they passed out a pilot project in Kauai. So in 2020, you get to vote by mail. Only Kauai gets to vote all mail. And I don't know why they only did Kauai, because Honolulu has been doing it for absentee ballots. But we've done the neighborhood board elections, and it's worked. So, and just think of all the schools. We don't have to use their facilities. We don't have to pay all these poll workers. Right. So we would actually save money as well. Save your tax dollars.
It's free, right? I mean, you don't have to put a stamp on or anything. Just put in the mail and it.
Is that an issue?
I think it is free. I forget. It hasn't gone that far yet.
It is free.
Yes, it is free. And they're going to have boxes around town that you can drop it off at.
Oh,
yes.
Special boxes.
Right. Or you can take it down to City Hall. Or you can still, on election day, we're going to have City Hall open. So people who still want to walk in can just go down to City Hall on election day. So we'll still have that. But we won't have it at all the schools, and you have to have poll workers and so forth. Yeah.
And speaking of the different methods of making voting easy, as far as the voters themselves, as far as you're legally able to vote at 18.
Right.
But how many people 18 really take advantage of that? So what would be your way to reach out if a person between 18 and 25 was here? What would you tell that person as far as a way to?
Well, I would try to get the schools, first of all, when you're a senior in school, to get them to register. You know, all the kids need to fill out a ballot.
Yep.
And you know, we have 50% of the people eligible to vote are registered. And then, of course, we had 34% of those registered to vote voted. So less than a quarter percent of the people are voting. So it's one thing to get them registered. It's another thing to get them to come to the polls, right? You can lead a horse to water. You can't force it to drink. So that's the concern that we have. How do you encourage them to vote? And we thought about ways of incentives, you know, take your receipt that you voted, drop it in a box, and there'll be a drawing or something, or some kind of lottery
or something. Isn't a law that employers got to give you time off to vote, right?
Yes, I believe it's 2 to 4 hours they give you time off, and you have to bring your receipt in and show
them. What if
you're
like independent business people like me and Aaron, can we turn that into... to you guys and give me 2 hours of
I don't think so. I tell you what, you turn it into Zach, and then he'll give you 2 hours off, and Zach will turn it into you and give you 2 hours off. How's that? That's pretty good.
You know, I'm just gonna do my right.
Exactly. Exactly.
I don't need anything of any handout.
Right. So you don't need any incentive, right?
That's who's in charge? Like, who is there, a committee, or is there like a somebody that's in charge for voter turnout? Like, is there some kind of, like, I don't know, do you guys create?
We have the the elections office.
Okay.
Yeah, the elections commission.
So they're not doing their job technically, or they're not reaching out?
Education is one way, but I think everybody knows about voting. You really don't have to educate them about voting.
Is it factor? Just making it because people are just...
Well, there's very reasons. One, people are complacent. Two, they don't feel that they've got many choices when they go to the ballot.
Right,
when they go to vote. So, and then they're just sick of politics.
Yeah.
Right? And they feel that it's not helping them. But what they got to remember, and this is what I tell the school kids when they come to visit me, is that, you know, government affects your life.
Yeah.
And so we will pass laws that will dictate how much money you take home, how much your parents will take home because of the taxes that we take out, what you can and cannot do. You know, you can't talk on your phone anymore in the cars. You need to put on your seatbelts. You need to, and some of those things are very good. They're safety and we right. need to protect our people. But at the same time, it does intrude into your personal lives. And so if you don't like what's going on with government, then you need to do something right. about it. You can't sit back and say, I give up. It's like yeah. I'm running for Congress. And they say, oh, what can you do? There's 435 of you in Congress. You can't barely make a difference. Well, you know, if you're going to have that attitude, then you're never going to try. You're never going to do anything.
Right. You know? True.
So I always talk about the starfish story. You folks know the starfish story, right?
That was a long time I've heard that. But yeah, that's an interesting one you're pulling out. Yes.
Yes.
Can we retell that for everyone to... Kevin, yeah. you know this one?
I haven't
heard
this one. You know what? I vaguely do, but I would love a reminder of the story.
Good. This will be good. Inspiring.
Guys, you know what? That's the creative way I've heard of you guys saying, I don't know the story, so can you tell it to me?
See how we word things here on the show.
Well, basically, it's a little girl walking along the beach, and this man watching sees her throwing stuff into the ocean. And he watches her, and he sees it. Bending down, throwing an ocean, and he looks and he sees that there's all the starfish, hundreds of starfish all along the beach because the tide had gone out. And so he walks up to the girl and he goes, what are you doing? And she says, well, I'm trying to save the starfish, you know. And he looks down and he goes, there's so many of them. How are you going to even make a difference? And she picked it up and she threw one in and she goes, well, it made a difference to that one. So if you can make a difference to one person, if you can help one person, which is what I try to do, then you've made a difference.
Right.
And if you give up and you refuse to even help one, then, you know, all is lost.
Right.
So.
Wow.
Right. Well said.
Very inspiring.
Yeah.
I want to go out That's and very start true. A business now.
Now you want to go pick up starfish.
Pick up starfish.
When's the last one to the beach and seen a starfish?
Oh, my God. Talking about that, I haven't been to the beach in years, and I need to go and jump in the salt water.
I'm wetter than all you guys. Yeah. Yeah. For I, not, okay, so.
I know, we take it for granted. When I went away to school, in my college years away at school, I remember my classmates and my sorority sisters would say, oh my God, it's so hard to live in Hawaii and go to school there, because I went to UH two years before I transferred. You guys must always be at the beach. And I go, oh, you know, I hadn't been to the beach for like 4 years. They go, what? You haven't been to the beach? I said, no, because it's there. Yeah, you know it's there, so you don't go because you know you can go.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we take advantage. I mean, we don't take advantage of everything we have here. Yeah. Which you had time
to
close
up and go to the beach. We had the podcast at the beach.
At the beach.
Yeah, why didn't we do this at the beach?
Win.
Okay.
Yeah, there's a sound factor.
Okay.
But in regards of like the olden and trying to keep things traditional, but then things are changing and we take things for granted. When it comes to things like, let's go with the first one. Let's go with kakako. Wanted to bring this one up. It's how all the changes in kakako, everything's all reimagining over there. If that were to happen in your neighborhood growing
Beautiful
up, Kalihi,
mm-hmm.
which they have kind of talked about.
Right, with the prison, trying to move the prison a while.
They're trying to make that
OCCC.
What do you think of that? What would your take be on if Kalihi was be next to get reimagined?
Well, I believe it's time for Kalihi to get reimagined. Okay. You don't want to lose the character of Kalihi, but you also want to improve it. You want to redevelop him in such a way that, you know, our roads, we have the worst roads, the most potholes on King Street in by Gulick Avenue. It's awful. They said they were going to do it. The city was going to do it last August, and here we are in May, and it still hasn't been done. And I've seen them repave roads elsewhere. It was not as bad, so it's worse. And I've been to Vietnam recently and saw that they don't have, the whole time I was there, I didn't see one pothole. Can you believe that? And it rained and did all the stuff and all the weather, and I didn't see one pothole. And yet here in Hawaii, we've got roads worse than that in Vietnam. So something,
cars on cars, right?
Yeah, something is wrong with that, you know. But we need, you know, the drainage problem in Kalihi, the lower part of Kalihi, as you get closer to Dillingham and Nimitz, it floods every time it rains.
Right.
And, but part of the problem, especially in Kalihi Valley, is that there's not enough land to put in sidewalks. And so the kids have to walk along the road and it's very dangerous. But in order to put in sidewalks, they'd have to take property from the homeowners, condemn property. And because it's so narrow already that they would lose the lot, they would lose their homes. Right. And so therein lies the problem, because when it was developed years and years ago, they didn't have the building code, the zoning codes that required setbacks and so forth.
You grew up in the valley.
I grew up in Kalipalama, but I have relatives that live in the valley, and I represent the valley area, and I constantly are there, whether it's walking door to door or it's meeting with the communities.
How would you retain that Kali vibe, that Kali feeling, as well as, and then try to develop around that?
Well, we had Kalihi revisioning when we're looking at the possibility of getting back the OCCC area and moving the prison. And we had various meetings with the community and all the stakeholders, including the community college and the nonprofits, Kamehameha schools. Everybody kind of participated to say, okay, what is our vision for Kalihi? And what came out of those meetings is that we wanted to retain some of the character of Kalihi, where people can come together and not lose that, but at the same time improve and have facilities there that people can come together and gather, and also retail establishments. But you notice that on the Nimitz area down below, that you have businesses on the ground level and you have mixed use people living upstairs in their units and stuff. And then you have a lot of multifamily units living in areas and stuff. And so just kind of cleaning up Kalihi and providing more services for the people there.
Right. So that is in the foreseeable future then, as far as this has been talked about, and is this something going to go down soon, as far as like just small things?
Well,
the prison, for example.
Yeah, the decision has not been made to move the prison or where to move the prison. Okay. And so we began this committee, Kalihi. It's actually called 21st Century Kalihi Vision Committee. Wow. And we started that back in August of 2016. So it's going to be almost 2 years. And this kind of planning does take a lot of time to bring people together. And everybody don't always agree, you know. So it's continuing. And then of course after they presented or published their findings, of course there were people that didn't agree with it, and people who didn't participate, and people said, oh, we didn't know that it was going on. So you can never please all of the people all of the time.
And that's pretty much stalemates for all these issues.
And you know, rail has a big role in all of this, because the rail is coming down Dillingham Boulevard. And so part of that revisioning was, how do you incorporate rail? How do you incorporate TOD, which is transit oriented development, and also build apartments and units nearby the rail, so people don't have to get into their cars and people can just get onto the rail line.
Do you see the rail with all of the issues with it, are they going to just finally just put it on the street? Are they just, as far as bringing it from Middle Street to Ala Moana, presumably, can you see it still being pillared out, or are they going to be like, we're just going to have to bring it onto the street at this point?
The plan is to pillar it out. So I don't see how they're going to bring it onto the street.
In the middle of Kalina.
It's not the plan. But I had proposed that we stopped at Aloha Tower. I know there are people who said, let's stop at Middle Street, which is where our bus facility is. But it doesn't make sense to stop at Middle Street, because you still the bulk of the people will go into downtown. That's still where we have the workforce going in there. So if we stop it at Aloha Tower, all the people can get to downtown. Plus, you have the big bus facility on Alakea. And then from there, try to see what else we can do to how to get the people to UH and to Ala Moana. Because I don't necessarily feel that the leg between Aloha Tower and Ala Moana, the cost is going to be tremendous. And it doesn't really, take people shopping, if we could go to UH, which is where we should have gone, that would make more sense. We've tried at the legislature, we've assisted the city. It was very controversial to continue giving them the 0.5% GET tax, and yet even as we speak today, there's talk on HART about it costing even more, and contracts coming in higher than what was anticipated.
Wonderful.
So this is not This is not the end. It's very sad. I was on the city council back in the 1990s when we were talking about rail. And back then, the federal government was going to pick up 90% of the cost. But we ended up coming up one vote short on the last day on the vote. Reen Mancho at the time, who was supposed to vote, was going to vote yes, changed her vote and voted no. And I predicted back then that if we didn't do it then, we wouldn't be able to do it because the cost would be so prohibitive. Right. And
Here we are,
and it appears that it continues to escalate. The cost continues to escalate. And, you know, some of it, I think, has been afflicted upon ourselves in the fact that we haven't managed the project well. We haven't had good oversight of the project. We haven't looked at some of the areas in which we can cut costs, and we haven't looked at the best way to put in rail. And that's too bad.
It seems like there's just all these weird hiccups that seem to happen. Like they'll dig a certain area and be like, oh, there's pipes here. And like there's all these weird situations that just boggles the mind for the average person just looking at the paper. Just they have to make another power plant to power the thing. We hear all these different kind of hang-ups, bones in the ground.
Well, you know, every project you'll get some of that, okay?
Yeah.
Because you don't know where all the EVs are buried.
Right.
So you're going to have some of that. You're going to have some unknown pipes because it was put so long ago. So you anticipate that, and it's supposed to be part of the cost that you anticipate. And yet, you know, we didn't anticipate that the pillars were going to start cracking or the rail was going to start cracking.
Right.
You know, we saw that, and I'm not sure how they've fixed that. But there are so many other things and cost overruns that should have been looked after, and I think better oversight would have been the answer. And yet we and it's not just rail, guys, that we see this poor oversight. We see it in so many of government projects. I'm going to bring up the Hawaiian Airlines maintenance facility. Okay, there, the contractor was sued by the state, and we canceled his contract, and he was almost about 85% complete with the job. But when they went in, they found that there was over 3,500 discrepancies.
Wow.
Discrepancies, okay? And they were so obvious. I went down to look at it, and things like the doors was too high or the wasn't high enough for the trucks to get through. There were spaces between areas of the buildings. There were fans that was too low. They had decided to do a change order and put in automatic roll-up doors instead of manual roll-up doors. Well, they ordered the doors, and guess what? There were no electrical conduits to hook up these doors. I mean, those are just obvious things I'm telling you guys about. But it was awful. And yet they had hired a consultant to oversee the contractor, DCK. So we paid millions of dollars, I believe it was $4 or $5 million, for this contractor, because the state, even though we have all these employees, we're not going to oversee the project. So we have to hire somebody to oversee the project. And so they oversee the project, and overseeing them was the contract manager. It's a state worker from DOT, from the Department of Transportation and Airports. But the consultant said, okay, yes, you did this work. Yes, it's good work. Okay, we're going to pay you. State, pay them because they did the work. And so state goes ahead and pays them. So we paid them 85% of the contract, at which we found out all these discrepancies.
Right.
Now, tell me how you pay a consultant millions of dollars and he doesn't know that there's these discrepancies.
Amazing.
And when I walk in and I'm not even an expert, I can see the discrepancies. And so Hawaiian Airlines had to take it over, and they had to, and cost, of course, the state more money, right? And in addition to all of the subcontractors, the guys who had to reorder the doors and everything, they weren't getting paid. They weren't getting paid because there was a stop on everything because of the contractor who was suing the contractor and canceled the contractor's contract. Well, guess what, guys? You know who pays for all of this? You do. Okay. And they'll say, oh, but it's federal funds. Yeah, federal funds. But how does the federal fund get their funds?
Somewhere.
It comes from somewhere. It comes from us, guys. It comes from your federal taxes. You know, April 15th, you filed your taxes. The money comes from you. Every time you pay your airline ticket, they charge you taxes.
Right.
It goes to the airports.
Right.
You're paying it.
So with all the state bleeding money as it is, we got to make more of it. And in the news not too long ago, gambling was made legal in all of the states. Now, what's your thoughts on that? That's been a debated topic for years and years.
Well,
the lottery to Hawaii and all that.
48 states have legalized gambling.
Okay.
Only Utah and Hawaii does not have gambling.
Has that not passed for didn't pass for all the country. There was the ruling a couple days ago.
What ruling was that?
All
48 states have some form of gaming, except for Utah. And Utah is because it's Mormon. Yeah. So Hawaii.
It's Hawaiians?
No, I think Hawaii because they get to fly to Las Vegas and gamble there.
Vegas thing is not.
You know, it's interesting. I have colleagues on the in the legislature who go to Las Vegas regularly. They love to gamble, but they will vote no on gambling for Hawaii. Oh. They will vote no. They have voted no.
What's the reason is that they keep it there.
You know, people who are opposed to it says they're going to bring more crime to Hawaii. It's not good for our economy as far as the amount of crime and what it will attract.
Lottery? What's your thoughts on lottery?
What about a lottery?
Yeah.
Here's my thoughts on the lottery. First, before I say that, let me just say that I have introduced measures in the past to legalize electronic gaming, meaning machines, you know, slot machines. Yeah, I figure we can put it in the resort areas, put in a Waikiki, let the hotels put them in, turnkey, we get taxes and the hotels benefit, and the people have something to do late at night say they don't want to go to sleep and they have some entertainment.
Right.
And it wouldn't attract all this kind of what they're saying, you know, this shady characters coming in and you know, corruption and so forth, because it would just be machines. I mean, you do it now. You play it on your play it on your computers now. You know, people play gaming
on. People do this. They'd be gambling on their phone. I mean,
right. And you have places like Dave and Buster's. They got all these machines. You win tickets. You don't win money. You win tickets. Right. So we have all that going on. Okay. Here's my take on lottery. However, now why you put in gaming is you want to generate more income, right, to the state.
Right.
And so a lottery will mean only the people in Hawaii will participate in a lottery. Because people on the mainland have their own lotteries.
Right.
And then they don't want to fly back for whatever reason. They're not attracted to the lottery because they have it. So who's going to play our lottery? Just Hawaii people. So are we going to generate any more new income? No, we're just going to take whatever you might have spent at McDonald's or whatever you might spend in your shop here to buy a skateboard. You want to take it and you're going to put it into because you only have so much money in your budget.
Right.
It's not as if you're going to find extra money somewhere else unless you dig through your savings, which then is going to be other problems. When an emergency arrives, you won't have that money. And that's why the opponents don't want gaming in Hawaii, because they feel that it's going to prey on those people that least able to afford it, and that it's going to take money out from other areas. It's going to affect other things that you do. And so that's one of the reasons why I would limit gaming and limit slot machines to resort areas, so that it's the tourists that are coming in.
They're going to spend money anyway.
Maybe the cruise ship just go out.
Right.
They can go gamble on the ship.
Right. And you can't stop local people from going to Waikiki, staying and gambling. I mean, hey, come on. We're not the police, morality police, to tell people what you can and cannot do.
Exactly.
I mean, we're all adults. And if somebody wants to go and stay in Waikiki and have a room and then gamble, well, that's their right to do that. They go to Las Vegas now. But think of all the money that it's costing people when they go to Las Vegas. They can keep it here in Waikiki.
Right.
So if they want to go to Las Vegas and gamble, then maybe they can
go
to Waikiki.
Maybe more people up to Las Vegas come to Hawaii. Since you got like the beach, the outdoors, and you can gamble now.
Right. Well, opponents feel it's going to ruin that. That people come to Hawaii for our beauty and for our weather and our beaches and not for gaming.
Well,
and that's why I think that it should be incidental. That, you know, electronic machines should be incidental, should be there if you want to take part of it. But it won't be a reason why people will come.
Right.
Because we'll never have that entertainment factor. People go to Las Vegas because the food's cheap and that all this entertainment. Right. You get to do all this stuff. You get to go to Trader Joe's.
And that's why the retirees.
Olive Garden, you don't have that in Hawaii, you know.
Well, reason why California Hotel and Golden Nugget are so, all these retirees, they have all their massive perks. They get free room, free everything.
That's a vacation.
Stop doing that. They're just going to enjoy that, so then you just bring in new revenue of the tourists.
Right.
Is it okay if I ask a question from Facebook?
Absolutely.
My man Frank Pittman, what up, Frank? He asks, what realistic ideas does she have to assist the community with our growing homelessness issue? We talked about the termite palace over there that's now kind of a little encampment.
Well, mentioning Kaka'ako.
And
we all know about that empire that they have over there.
Well, you know, this issue is not an easy one. I don't think anybody has the answer to it.
Answer that real quick.
what was the turnaround point? Because I remember when I growing up, there'd be like one homeless guy in the neighborhood, right?
Right.
You knew the dude, you knew the guy, you kind of made friends with him. You didn't, but then throughout the years, that's multiplied tremendously.
Yeah,
I don't really, I can't really figure out when.
What made Kaka'ako Kaka'ako?
Or yeah, what
how did that become?
The home, so many homeless people all of a sudden Hawaii, boom.
Yeah,
what was the bubble? Burst.
Well, I think it's a lot of factors. And you know how they always say the straw that broke the camel back?
Yeah.
That's kind of like what's happening. But I think that with more and more people that have come to Hawaii, more and more people investing in Hawaii and buying up all our real estate and causing the price of homes to escalate, cause the price of rentals to escalate, and that people just can't afford it anymore. And, you know, they just... All of this retirees, people coming from the mainland, retiring here, all the immigrants coming. And I'm not saying we're against them then, but I'm just saying that the, all these little factors added on to the pressures. I mean, look at this Airbnb, all these short-term rentals. Right. Yeah. The costs for one of those units are so high. They used to be regular rentals before. You know, they used to rent it monthly to the locals. Well, now they can rent it to visitors for 10 times the amount of what they would get.
Yeah.
And so because of that, there's less and less inventory. And so more and more people can't afford it. So there lies the fact that government needs to step in and add more affordable housing. We haven't kept up with affordable units. When I was on the city council, every time we had a project that we approved, that a percentage of that, 20% of that project would be devoted to affordable units. But what happens is the minute you buy that affordable unit, it's no longer affordable anymore because the price escalates.
Right.
So we give you a discount when you buy it. And so we had a 10-year buyback. You have to keep it for at least 10 years before you can sell your unit. Well, after people held it for a couple years, they didn't want to be restricted. Now their unit that they paid, say they paid $80,000 for, is now worth $120,000. Wow, I can turn around and sell it right away. But no, you got to hold it. Well, they didn't like that. So they went to the legislature. And the legislature then null and voided our buyback to allow people to be able to sell their units quicker. And this is back again, I'm talking the 80s and 90s. And so all of those units now are no longer affordable. So you got to keep building it. Even like the Red Hill units, I think was the Queen Emma Gardens. Those were long-term affordable projects and rentals. Well, after that 20 years or the 30 years that they were required to keep it in affordable ended, now they wanted to go ahead and revitalize it and then sell it as condominiums. And the price would, so all these people that were living there for all those years now can no longer able to live there, so they have to find other places. So government stepped in and we try to keep the, you know, Queen Emma Gardens affordable. We try to step in and help in the Red Hill situation so that we don't lose all of that inventory. But at some point, that inventory gets lost. And so it's just a combination of things. You're seeing more and more people on the street, and people are more brazen about it. You know, before, they work harder to find a place and to be with the family. Now it's so easy to just say, hey, you know, I'll just go to a park or go somewhere. And you know, but the legislature this year, we did add $15 million for homeless services programs. Because if you look at the homeless, one third of them are ill. They have either mental issues, problems like that. And they don't, no matter how you try to help them, they don't want to be helped. And there's not a law that says they are forced. You know, you cannot force them into treatment. You can help them, you can do whatever, but you cannot force them into treatment. The other one third are people that are living from paycheck to paycheck. Something happened in their life. They had something critical and they just couldn't make the payments. And all of a sudden they're out on the street. They don't have a home. And then the other third are just people who don't want to get any help. They just want to live on the streets.
I see them all here.
Yes.
That number seems to be growing of these guys. We just don't know what their issue is. Mental illness, most likely. But what do we do with that percentage of people that just don't, that refuse help, that are just going to be just out on the street? What can be done?
We keep trying, and that's why we're putting you know, money for homeless services to be able to counsel these people. And then when they do get sick and they go to the emergency room, that costs money. So we looked at doing these mobile medical, you know, mobile what do you call that, medical, little clinics on wheels, so to speak, so we can help them. We did appropriate $800,000 for outreach and counseling services for the chronically and mentally ill individuals. And also we appropriated $570 million for affordable rental units. So we want to build at least 25,000 affordable rental units. And finally, we are looking at state land that we can designate for Ohana zone projects, so we like safe zones for the homeless. And again, there's not going to be enough of them to go around, but we know we got to start somewhere. And so we want to designate at least 3 to 5 on Oahu and 1 each on the Niue.
Any other states that have dealt with homelessness and succeeded in somewhat tackling the issue that we could use as like an example? Like,
all of the states are struggling. Some of them have built these little container, you know, those shipping containers. Right, right. They've stacked it and put that as to help the homeless. I know when I was on the city council, we were going to do homeless villages. And of course, nobody wanted a homeless village in their area. That was one of the biggest problems. But when we finally got a homeless village in there, these units were going to cost like $20,000 each. Well, we had to then comply with ADA and all the federal requirements. And by the time you got done with all of that, these units went from 20,000 to about 40 to 50,000 each and became prohibitive in costs. And so what Frank Fossey did was he put a tent over Ala Park. Remember that? He put the huge big white tent on Ala Park and had all the homeless there and had all the services there. And he had that for 3 years.
Frank Fossey.
Yep. Yeah. Wow. And so that was the end of our homeless village. And so now it's kind of recycling. Everything recycles, comes back around. Right. And so now it's called, you know, Ohana Zone Projects. And to try to do that again. But basically, it's a safe zone, a homeless village that's safe to people. Because a lot of these homeless people who are living from paycheck to paycheck, they want someplace that's safe, and they have children, and they, you know, they want to be safe. They go and they sleep on the streets, and they get victimized as well.
Right.
Big issue that we're all in.
Yes, and I have to admit, I mean, it's a tough issue, and we keep trying to deal with it. And as we continue to deal with it, it seems like it, like you said, it's growing.
Right.
The number of homeless people are growing. Either that, or they're no longer hiding, you know, in areas that you can't see them.
Oh, yeah.
They're very visible.
See, here, right. The bathroom here.
Right. Right. And then when they get moved out and cleared out, they just go another area. Yeah. Right. And they're in front of, you know, in Cali, there's some of them in front of businesses, and the businesses are don't know what to do. Yeah. Chinatown, same thing.
Front of Park Lane, they're in front of all Kakako condos. Yes. If you look out your view, you got them right there.
Waikiki, the hotels and stuff. Yeah. They're very concerned because it affects the tourists.
Right.
Well, I know you got some place to be more important than this podcast, so we're gonna wrap it up with some questions.
We got before you go, we play a little game.
Okay.
It'll be fun.
Yeah.
It's a thing we do with each guest. We go into...
Is it like junk in a pool? No.
That would be something. Yeah. That might be the bonus question.
Okay.
But what we'll have is... We'll have 5 questions for you.
Okay.
And okay...
Do I win anything?
Respect for one.
Yeah.
Camaraderie.
Yeah.
Round trip to Kalihi and back.
Yeah. I'm going that way after this, Ken.
Well, speaking of trips, we always start with geography and we start with directions.
Oh, my God.
And... In Pidgin, or in a way that Hawaii people describe directions to someone.
The best valley girl, Kalihi.
Oh, yes, exactly. Explain to us how to get to Tamashiro Market from the Light Sleeper store.
Oh, easy breezy. Okay, you got to go down Makali, okay? And so from Makali, if you go over the bridge, you can get, and then go left, you can get onto the freeway. Okay, that's the quickest way to Palama, Tamashiro Market. And I say it because I grew up in Palama, and that's where Tamashiro was, used to be a small little store. And so you get on a freeway, and then you take the Palama cutoff. Okay, take the Palama cutoff, turn left, go straight past Vineyard, and you're going to hit Thomas Schumacher on your right hand side, because once you get there, you cannot go no further. You got to go left or right. And on your right is Thomas Schumacher, and straight ahead very is Kailani Elementary School.
Yes.
Oh, right there. There you go.
And that is very correct. Yes. Very good. One for one.
All right.
Can you something about that light? Can you go and talk to Caldwell about that? That's a very which slow one, light.
The Thomas Schumacher light. So you know what you got to do?
Take the right.
Well, take the right. No, you take the right lane before you get there. There's a little lane. I forget. Is that Lopez lane? You take that. You take the right, and then there's an immediate left, and then you can go around. Oh, either that, or you cut through the parking lot of Thomas Church.
I can't be that guy. I can cut through the church. Yeah, because guys, I'm trying to get the Richies. You know, I can't. I get stuck on that right.
Go right.
I'm trying to go right. Yes.
Take the right
before you get there. Yeah, before King Street.
And it goes all the way down. There's a left, and you go on King Street. Skip all that.
I'll go today.
Okay. That's one of the. I used to, you know, because I live La Camilla Lane and it was one way, Peterson Lane to La Camilla Lane. So.
Got it.
All right. One for one.
One for one, though. Yes. Okay. Question two. He was brought up earlier. If Frank Fossey was the current mayor, would the rail be done? Would he be the guy to push this through?
Well, he tried to push it when I was there, and because Reen Mancho changed her vote the last minute, he wasn't able to do anything because of that. So no matter who you are, you need the votes from the city council. Yeah. So the city council has to please. But you know what? Frank Fossey had done a lot of stuff. I remember the t-shirt vendors in Waikiki?
Yeah.
Yes.
And we tried everything, and the lawyer said, you couldn't do this, you couldn't do that. He got so fed up, he went in one night, and he took all of these huge cement,
that's right.
What was they called? Those cement dividers.
Divided,
yes. Yeah. And he had these bulldozers come in and they just put it on the sidewalks. And he got rid of the t-shirt vendors overnight. Yeah. Overnight.
Yes.
Yes. Absolutely.
The creator of the best party. You remember that, right?
Yes. Yes.
Danny
yes. Can I tell you one more story about Frank Fossey that I just love?
Of course.
Okay. So I am driving down Kapiolani Boulevard and it's no left turn on Ward. Okay. Well, somebody decided that we should put a left turn on Ward. Okay. So I'm driving down there and we're backed up all the way to the advertiser building. And I'm like, who the heck made this decision? Well, Frank Fossey gets caught in that. The next day it changes. They get away with that left turn lane and and no longer. And today, to this day, it's not left turn again. Wow. But that's the kind of stuff Frank did. And he didn't wait for anybody. He just did it.
Exactly.
There we go.
That's why. He is a legend.
Yeah. So if anybody could have done, maybe Frank could have. So.
Exactly. Exactly.
Shout out Frank Fossey.
Question number three. Name the actor who plays Thanos in Avengers Infinity War. Are you a movie person?
I am not.
That's one of the questions that someone asked. Did she watch Infinity War and her thoughts on
the movie? Made $1 billion. So we'll just throw that out there.
Infinity War, is that the new one that's new out one, there?
Yeah.
With every single... what is that?
Marvel
character, and then some is in.
Yes.
Okay. Yes. My son went to see it, by the way. So I need to go. No, he didn't take me. It's, I don't have time. You know, I am busy campaigning.
Yes.
I think if you go to an Infinity Wars movie and people see that. I don't know. Those votes might just start chucking up even higher.
Well, it is a different crowd. So
that's the crowd we want, though.
They may be too focused on the screen. They may not notice. Don Ricardo Kim's in the crowd.
Okay, so which Avenger do you think I most represent? That's a question for you guys.
See, we can go a lot of different ways with it.
Yeah, see,
the character.
Wonder Woman!
That's probably a female
Spider-Man. We could say Thanos, because in the movie, not to try and spoil anything, but he is a very powering character that has to deal with issues such as overpopulation, for example, things of that nature.
Yeah, okay.
He's a controversial character, but he's a leader, a grand...
Okay, I need to go see that movie, though.
Does that sell it to you to go see it?
Yes, absolutely.
Do you know who the actor was?
No, I didn't see it.
She's not going to know that.
She will get a lifeline.
But the answer that you gave, you are busy, that is correct. You're busy. You have no time to watch a three-hour movie.
A lifeline?
Zach, you want a lifeline?
Oh, you want a lifeline on this one?
Yeah, Lisa.
It was Josh.
Hey,
okay. Do you know who Josh Brolin
is?
That's fine.
Sorry, guys.
He was an upstanding young man.
He was in Goonies.
You've never seen Goonies, right? Yeah.
I did see Goonies.
You did see
Goonies?
Yes, I did see Goonies. Remember the older brother fell off the bike and then he was
the headband.
Oh, yeah.
Outsiders?
He grew up. No, he wasn't an outsider. He grew up to be the only guy from Goonies that made it.
Okay.
And that's
no.
It. Yes.
You're not the only guy from Goonies that made it.
I'm like a Harrison Ford kind of person. Oh. You know, Star Wars.
There we go.
Yeah.
Well, should have came after Solo came out. They had a question. Okay,
we're three for three. Is that 3 for 3?
You're 3 for 3. Okay. You answered it right.
Okay.
Question number 4. Name another famous 3-named person. Other than yourself.
Yeah. Another 3-named person. Oh, my God. John Henry Felix.
Wow.
What a pull. Wow. What a local poll. That is correct. We could have went like Sarah Jessica Parker. For
example, yeah. Something Sarah like. Jessica
John Parker. Henry Felix.
John How Henry Felix. Know? Come on. He's on my mind now.
The song or something. Was it Kahala? Which district is John Henry?
East Honolulu. Yeah,
yes.
He served with me on the city council.
Yes. Okay, well, you're 4 for 4.
Okay.
Question number 5. Who's winning the NBA championship? What sports?
The winner.
That's a great.
The best team.
That's right. Much like the best.
Shout out to Frank Fossey.
Are you a sports fan?
I'm a sports fan, and I love to watch football.
Okay.
And I love volleyball.
Okay.
I will watch basketball, but I'm not. You know, I don't follow it. So I love fast moving, like baseball. I just can't get into baseball because it's too slow.
Yeah, favorite football team.
Oh, God. I like the Broncos. I used to like the Washington Redskins, but I don't really like them anymore.
Too political.
My sister lives in Texas, and they love the Dallas Cowboys.
You don't need to follow them.
Yeah. Okay. And, of course, you know, the Titans because of our Hawaii connection.
That's his favorite team.
I was a Titans before Mariota, so yes.
I have some football helmets in my office, I have a Oregon Ducks football helmet signed by Mariota. I have a Detroit Lions football helmet because I used to collect Lions because I'm a Leo. I have a Farrington helmet, UH helmet, an old St. Louis helmet that a former football player friend of mine wanted to add to my collection. And I have a Broncos signed by Ashley Lilly.
Do you have this on display?
Yes. If you walk into my office, it's not big. No, it's just a little, shelves there. And I have all the helmets there.
You should.
Yeah.
UH fan at all?
Yes, I love our football players. No, it's just sad though that we haven't had our local coaches. I mean, I have promoted. I remember when June Jones left, and I was for Cal Lee becoming the head coach, and they decided to do McMackin instead. And I thought that Cal Lee had proven himself by being the winningest coach for St. Louis. Yeah. And, I don't understand sometimes at UH. We go to the mainland to bring in a new president. We go to the mainland and bring in a librarian. Instead of the people that educated, they educate our local people. So if they didn't educate them well enough to take over these positions, then they didn't do their job.
Right.
So,
and
I always say this, local people can screw up just as well as mainland people.
Right.
So give the local person a chance.
Right.
UNLV, they hired their top high school coach in Las Vegas to become the UNLV.
We have
always afraid to hire.
We have talented people, yes. But I have to say, for the volleyball coach, they did hire Robin Amoah, and I love Robin Amoah. I think she was one of the best players, and I'm so supportive of her and wish the team well. Awesome. Yeah.
So you're 5 for 5?
We're 5 for 5.
Hey. All right. So I win a trip to Cali and back.
To Cali and back.
Yes.
I got to go see that movie, so.
Yes.
It's 3 hours, just be ready.
It's 3 hours?
3 hours.
Okay, that means a big old box of popcorn with kakimochi inside.
Get Tom Shoes Murray. Just bring them in. Bring the poke in.
Just use the P card.
Bring them in.
Use the P card. Bye,
everybody. Hot dogs on me. You got to go on Tuesday. What day is the hot dog day?
Well, you got to go Monday and Tuesday.
Really?
That was let known by the concession of War Theater.
War Theater.
Go to War Theater, and then you're
going to. Well, I like to go to Regal. In my neck of the hood.
Exactly.
And also, it's not as crowded.
Yeah.
So.
Or maybe go to a crowded one, and then right before it turns black, you just stand up.
Yeah.
And
oh say, God!
Hey, listen up, everybody.
Check it out,
you guys.
Hot dogs on me.
And yeah. And then who are you?
Big roar.
You know who I am? Let me tell you who I am.
Oh, just make it, yeah.
Called guerrilla marketing.
Might as well grassroots marketing.
And then you know what? All of a sudden, something's gonna come flying out from the back. Sit down. We can't voice it in a movie.
Like, I love you too. Don't forget to vote.
So how much is the hot dogs on Tuesday?
It's $2 hot dogs. They were very prominently letting me know that it was $2 hot dogs.
Really?
You go up. You don't even need to buy anything. Just by the way. So it just FYI.
But Costco is cheaper. $1.50, you get the hot dog and the soda.
That's true. See, now
we're and a bigger hot dog.
No, the thinking. Government official that sneaks it in and get caught. Okay, yeah, we don't really need that.
That's right. No, you got to eat it before you go.
Oh,
in.
Yeah. Usually sneaking Pokeballs,
or get cargo shorts.
No, but I have to say this. I do sneak in my kakimochi to put into the popcorn.
You and everyone else, really.
You M&M's? You throw M&M's? I don't do that.
M&M's.
See, because I like the special kakimochi. I like the little half moon ones that's really kind of hot. Spicy. Yeah. So when you put it in with the popcorn, it just adds that kick to
it. Okay, so buy like a Holiday Mart. You still buy those.
Longs, yeah. Holiday Mart, you're doing
your I'm trying to back up.
Gems,
you know,
oh my God.
It's called Job Life.
You know, you're saying you're feeling dated. We're old. Okay?
Yeah, we're
all in this together. We're
some people unite. Okay. Yeah.
So I feel right at home now.
Exactly.
Can I come every week then?
Sure.
Again, right.
Well, guest, special guest, get you back on the radio.
Donna's take.
No, you know what? I want to ask the questions. Oh. I like to ask the tough questions.
Oh, that'd be great.
Okay. Yeah, we bring in somebody I can ask.
That'd be awesome. Yeah. Segment of Sleep Time's Over. With Donna.
You get nightmares.
The nightmare show. With Donna.
Well, Donna, you got to go. You got to get out of here.
Can I just say one last thing? First of all, I want to thank you guys for having me here and you know, reminiscing about where we come from. And it's really important to not to forget where we come from.
Right.
Yes.
You know, and you never can go ahead unless you know where you come from and hang on to those roots because it's so important. But I just want to tell everyone, be sure you vote. It doesn't matter who you vote for, but you need to vote. You need to take and be involved in your government because this is your government. Nobody else is going to do it. If you don't like what's going on there, then do something about it.
Right.
Okay. You don't have to run for office. You can help somebody run. You can work for someone in the legislature, in the city council. You can be on a board and commission. There's so many ways to get involved in your government, but it is your government. So you need to be sure to get involved.
Right. Just vote.
Yeah, vote. If that's the only thing you do is
simplest
vote.
Thing.
Right?
That's all you got to do.
And one last thing. When somebody comes to your door, like myself, knocking on your door to introduce themselves and tell you about what they stand for and if you have any questions, engage them. You know, 90% of the people, I go door to door, 90% of the people will say, oh, just leave the brochure. Oh, I'm too busy. No soliciting. Come back another time. They don't want to talk to you. So I wonder, how do they decide who to vote for if they're not going to talk to you? Yeah, but
you know what? That really is it. Yeah.
But then
it's weird.
You wonder why there's no gambling in Hawaii because there's not the votes in the legislature.
Right.
And if you support gaming, then you should ask these people, what's your position on gaming? And if you don't agree with them, then you shouldn't vote for them.
Right.
You should vote for somebody that you think will put in those policies that you want to see. And therein lies the problem. So you got to take the time to engage
these
candidates. Dates, know what they stand for and then vote.
Right.
And that opens up a whole other half an hour discussion right there.
So then it comes to that's
like the teaser for the next one. Because that's a great point because that's through the years we see this. I was going to bring up another topic, but I'll just keep it quick. Like, I was going to talk about OHA.
OHA, okay.
And what is the deal with OHA? How people vote on OHA. They look at the names and then they vote the A, and that's how the guys that get in.
Right.
It's very name recognition.
Exactly.
We're not knowledgeable.
You don't know what they stand for.
Exactly.
You only see what's in the newspaper. And you know, newspapers never always print the whole truth. They only print out segments of what you say and take it out of context.
So you listen to a podcast like Sleep Time's Over and we get you the real facts.
Right. Exactly.
So tune in next week.
Exactly. You like that, right?
We gotta
exactly.
That was good.
And that's a good caveat.
Yes.
Caveat. Nice.
Very good. We
got to get your education. Well, we'd like to thank Senator Donna McConnell campaign.
Thank you very much. Yes.
And I want to say
season 8, episode 2.
Thank you. And I want to say go Govs, Farrington High School. Yay.
There the we brand go. New the kind over there.
What school?
High school.
Kalani. Okay.
I know that. You can check it.
Kamehameha. Well, public you know, school. Public school.
Public
yeah.
school for
well,
the men.
Kamehameha, that's the public school of private schools. Yeah.
Yeah. You know what?
My son graduated from Kamehameha. Okay. But the only problem with Kamehameha is they would always spy on Farrington from on top of the hill.
Oh, guaranteed.
Anyway, thank you guys.
You're
welcome.
Thank you very
it.
Much. Yes. Let's get out of here.
Thank you for listening to Sleep Time's Over. Time's over. No sleeping tonight.